things that we're losing day by day with this wonderful man sitting in a White House that you don't have to discount one thing. You don't have to turn around and look at anything and find something else. If you look at what's really happening, what he's pointing at. One of the things that I think everybody should understand is this man has told us how strong, how brilliant, how he doesn't need anybody, he can make decisions, he's smarter than everybody else. He tells us, look at the stock market, everything else, and how great he is with the economy that he's given us. In a godly way, beside appointing him just chief legal enforcement officer. Think about this. If he's so powerful and he's given us all his greatness and the market and everything is going so wonderfully, why does he have to find a scapegoat for things that go bad if he's so in charge and so strong and so capable? Obviously, nobody should be able to touch him or change anything he's doing. Anybody who believes that he has control over what he's doing other than just saying, see what I've done for you? The man actually doesn't care, if you watch him, whether people die or not from this coronavirus, because he's not doing things to protect us, because he's afraid it might affect the market. Well, lo and behold, it did. They even went so far as to say the Democrats created this problem with the coronavirus to affect the markets. But if you look at it, the Democratic debate was on a Tuesday night. The markets fell precipitously on Monday and Tuesday before the debates ever happened. So he believes that you'll believe whatever he says, and it's about time that we remember that no one is that omnipotent. Anybody who reads the Bible finds out that God even had to correct some of the things he did, whether it was flooding the world with Noah and almost starting over, destroying cities, but that was God doing it, not a human doing it. So we have to really say to ourselves, are we going to continue to be fooled? Are we going to continue to act stupid in the face of a man who really doesn't control the markets and is incompetent? Think about Puerto Rico, where you saw those pictures of him tossing rolls of towels at the crowds. That was his way of, I guess, mopping up or cleaning up after a hurricane that was devastating to an island. He's never really done anything to fix it. He's never put an infrastructure plan in place. We'd be giving him gold stars if he did. It's so simple. He gets rid of, a couple of years ago, he cuts, and you've got to understand, I've been trying to explain to everybody, that when you're trained by your father the way he was of taking expense and making it money in your pocket, this is transfer of wealth. So he realizes when people start to look at the books, he's going to have all this outflow into his resorts and companies when you really finally trace it. He wants some other expenses not to be there so the budget doesn't seem out of balance. What does he do? The CDC, he cut the teams. 2 years ago, more or less, that deal with these type of disasters. He then, and we'll discuss all of this, he then puts Pence, his vice president, in charge. Pence probably felt great that he's actually being put in front. But Pence is going to do whatever Donald tells him to do. We have to recognize that we are in a dire situation. We have a man who only cares about how much money he can put in his pocket and how much power he can have and how often he can tell everybody, you can't touch me. So we're going to give you a thrill today again. We're going to have what we call EBs, ego boosts. My alter ego will be giving you lots of interesting information, as always. Because again, as I said, we don't make any of this stuff up. We do our research. We have our understanding, and we find out what's going on. So we're going to have my alter ego pop in right at the beginning and start telling you what we find has been going on.
Good morning. This is your alter ego, always so, so grateful to be here. Like the host just said, a lot of the things that we talk about is things that we are researching, things that we are aware of, things that we want you as the public to go out and look it up yourself. You don't have to take our words. We're not Fox News, but we're just lying to you, giving you propaganda, and you're absorbing it and taking it in and believing it. You know, one of the things that I just want to throw out before I tell you what we're going to be covering throughout the show today is, what does patriotism really mean to you? That's a question that I'm putting out there. A lot of us consider patriotism serving in the military, which I do believe everyone should serve minimally 2 years, even if you're cleaning the toilets. You should do something for your country. But patriotism also means saving that which you have that allows you the freedom that you have today, regardless of how imperfect it may mean. I always get upset as an immigrant myself when immigrants from other countries come to America. They live in countries where there are dictatorships or total corruption. And by the way, we have corruption here. But if you could at least make people believe and think that they're getting something, even while you're stealing from me, you won't have people creating chaos as you're seeing around the world today, whether it's Chile, whether it's Argentina, Colombia, parts of Europe, Poland, you see it every day now, Russia, Ukraine, you name it. So what does patriotism mean to you? If you really believe in democracy, which means that regardless of how we may disagree, the main purpose is protect the family. You hear people talking about that. I can say whatever I want about my family, but don't you mess with my family. Even if it's true, whatever you're saying, that's the attitude that Americans should have today, and they don't any longer. They are sitting by, nobody's protesting, nobody's making sure that they are heard, that their Congress and the courts are hearing what they're talking about. You're sitting by, and you're just allowing the cookie to be fed to you, and you're going along with the go-along, and that is how you lose a country. That is how you lose your entire system. So today we're going to be talking, at least I'm going to be, and my alter ego also has his things that he wants to talk about that are very important. But we're going to be talking about Supreme Court cases. We're going to be talking about a state case. We're going to be talking about our federal land. Very, very important. We're going to be talking also about some shootings that recently took place and what's happening in the country. It's very important that you start listening to these things, people. I am very upset that Trump and the Republican Party all over the country, period, end of story, keep putting out things to deflect away from the things they are taking away, not just from you and I, but from the country as a whole. I'm a little bit upset that I don't see the Democratic Party talking about the things we're losing, because these people are talking about nonsense every day. Who did he sleep with? Oh my God, the stock market is up and down. Let's be for real, people. 90% of the population of America don't even understand what the stock market means. And for those of you who work in companies like me, who happen to have a 401k, and they make you believe that's retirement. That is not retirement. That's your money. You save it, they match it. And if you don't have that, you have nothing. Most of us don't even know what it is to earn stock. So who's making money in the stock market? Stop and think. Start thinking. The stock market does not affect your day-to-day life, but you are allowing them to make it an issue, so that you think you're part of whatever is being given out in this world.
As I started to tell last week, I didn't get enough to do it. You have to understand, private companies. Wall Street gets all the headlines, but less than 1%, this was 10 years ago when they put the stats together, and it hasn't changed that much. Less than 1% of 27 million businesses in the United States. Less than 1% of that, which is 250,000, are publicly traded on the major exchanges. So think about that. It's like that famous 99.9% is that piece of the iceberg you don't see. It's even smaller than the tip you see of an iceberg, the part that's publicly traded. So when you see all this going up and down, the rest of it, less than 1%, even if it's grown since then, it's a minor portion of where the wealth is and where the money is. The rest of them are privately held. They're subject to a lot of laws also, but you don't see them being traded. When you understand, private firms dominate our economy. And again, we still have things to do because the majority of us work for these firms, okay? There are over 5.7 million firms with employees. This was about 10 years ago. And out of those, there are 1% or less that are on the stock exchange. So folks, you got to be aware of where you're working, what's going on, the businesses around you. The stock exchange is almost, if you think about it, how many of us could afford to go to the best casinos in the world to buy the tickets, to stay at these lush hotels, to get an entrance fee to go into these places? Because even in the casinos that are open to the public, the real gambling is at the big tables that you have to have a lot of money, power, and prestige to go to them. So what you see is an indicator of generally how things are going, but far from the bulk of what really constitutes America. Less than 1% 10 years ago. So you got to understand this. So what's Donald telling you? That he's in charge of 1% and he's not good at managing it? And other people cause it to nosedive? If he was so all-powerful and so smart, how can these people make that happen when he's in charge of everything? And by the way, I've explained it before. His immigration policy, which is basically to shut our borders, we need, this is a growing country. This is a growing economy. We need new players for our team to come in here. We need rules of what they should follow and arrest. We have laws that he doesn't follow, but we need them. And as I've said before, in economic terms, 40 years ago, 4% was considered full employment. He's below 4 because he has closed immigration down. Anyway, let's go back to my alter ego and I'll inject as we go along. But one of the more interesting things, you'll see a picture that if any of you have, depending on your age, read storybooks or stuff, Alice in Wonderland, through the looking glass, there were these two creatures, Tweedledum and Tweedledee. You see them next to each other, they're rotund, wearing these cute little hats with this ugly grimace on their face. This is more, call it Eastern philosophies, because it goes back hundreds of years, even 1,000 almost, when you trace some of the origins. Not Tweedledum and Dee themselves, but the idea of the two. They are the version of the yin and yang, the two opposing forces. But in this case, they both come up with ugly ideas. They both represent nonsense. They both represent distortion of facts. They are distorted in the caricature they present. So I put a hashtag out there for anybody to think about. The hashtag is T/D plus T/D. That's Tweedledum and Tweedledee equals D/T. You know who he is. So he's the two of them shoved together. You don't get anything better. Back to my alter ego.
Before I comment on some of the things the host said and go into the court cases, I want to acknowledge Lisa Sartniak. Thank you for loving our Facebook Live. Jacqueline Matney, good morning to you. Irene Bowman, I'm right with you. Sometimes I say to myself, I feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience. I'm looking down at the world and don't understand why people are not seeing what this man is doing and actually disregarding it. And Lisa, you're right. Wages have went down. You know, I worked for a company that for 7 years, I did not even get a raise, right? The CEO is getting a raise. The directors of the board are getting raises. But they have the nerve to tell me I make too much. I don't know what that means. As a normal worker with no position, no anything. So people, you need to start paying attention to what's going on. Stop allowing yourself to let your prejudices or your feelings get in the way of using rational thinking. Think of the country, period. End of story. Stop getting all caught up with the man who goes out there and lies and point fingers. He's the racist. He's the Nazi. He's the communist. That's what he is. Call him what he is. And he's a liar, which is even worse. My father used to say, I'd rather a thief than a liar. A liar is more dangerous. That actually is true.
And by the way, we can keep talking about everything. And we don't really have to convince the people who like to follow him, because they obviously think something's going to drop off him that's going to benefit them. All we have to do is recognize that it's simple enough. We have to make friends, neighbors, family. Every one of us have to get off our behind and vote. Because if all of us, all Americans who are registered, and if you're not, get registered, go out and vote, that will be so overwhelming. Because you know what? Whenever I talk to people and they bring things up, even if they like him, they can't think about why anymore. And a lot of them don't even want to discuss him anymore, because a lot of them have realized it's finally been seeping in. You don't have to convince them. They can see it every day. So the more we waste time on that, the more we should talk about and let the Democrats argue with each other. Again, as somebody said before, if it were Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse, it might have been Joe Biden who said it, I'd vote for them. The point is, he should not be where he is. Back to my alter ego.
So I want to talk about some Supreme Court cases. Guys, if you don't understand how your country is made up, it's made up of your legislative branch, the president, and the court. Each branch is supposed to be a check on the other. Congress has the right to oversee the White House. And what's happening right now, if you don't understand it, is we don't have a three ruling branch of government. We only have one and a half. And you say, what do you mean one and a half? Well, we have the House. We no longer have the Senate caring anything about the country because they're all compromised, whatever Trump has on them and Putin. And we know Mitch McConnell took $500 million from Russia, and we don't know what the heck it's for, so he's compromised along with a lot of others. And we don't even have the courts, whether it's the federal courts or the U.S. Supreme Court. That was evident not just in the impeachment trial, but way before that. So here what we have is a ruling that the U.S. Supreme Court passed. I want every immigrant, I am an immigrant, I came to America with a green card, not illegal, we paid for that, we waited years to get it. There's a ruling that says you have to wait 5 years in the U.S., living continuously in the U.S., to be able to apply for citizenship. But for those of you who do not understand what permanent legal resident mean, it is a green card, You go to work. You pay every tax under the sun that any American citizen pays. You do everything except you cannot vote. All you immigrants out there who have green cards and have been sitting around this country and never applied for citizenship, shame on you. You know why? Because you can't vote, and you're a silent partner in allowing the stuff that's happening today. But what they're doing is, if you step out of the country within 6 months or a year, then you got to start all over again, waiting for your 5 years to be able to apply. But even worse than that, imagine you work all your life in America, you pay all your taxes, and you lose your job, you hit some hard times, and you cannot apply for any kind of governmental assistance where my tax dollars paid for that. And if I do apply, then I cannot apply to be a citizen. How outrageous is that? And for you immigrants, and I'm speaking a lot to you Latinos because I'm a Latina, you sit there and you're applauding this stuff because you're now here and you think it's not going to touch you. Go back and read history. Go back and learn about your own country, why you came here, and stop putting these dictator policies ahead of what this country is all about. You should be out protesting. You should be looking at these court cases because the Supreme Court ruling lasts for many, many years, even after they drop dead. They're in those positions for the rest of their lives. So you need to pay attention. It's not what this man is saying to you every day. You need to see what's up in these courts. That's number one, so pay attention. He also is changing things for immigrants who are here, who are trying to get their legal status. If they ask for public assistance, he doesn't want that to happen. Listen, I don't necessarily have a problem with that because I came here legally, and I think everybody should come here legally. But if I pay to come here, I should have everything that any American citizen gets, I should be able to get if I am paying into the system.
And let me stop right there and let you hold a thought that I've talked about before. Here's a man who has openly said, I'm smart, I pay no taxes. So here's a man who takes what he wants from us because he says he pays nothing. And when you read about what he has done, he borrows and then creates bankruptcies. So the monies that came out of American banks till they stopped lending him was our money that was on deposit with those banks, not the wealthy people. And I'm not against wealth. Believe me, I'd love to say I pay more taxes than anybody in the country. I'd be proud of it. So the point is, remember, this man is saying, you're not going to be able to get your citizenship if you're going to need any assistance after you came here legally, after you paid your taxes, and then you become unemployed and you maybe need unemployment insurance. He doesn't need any of this because he's constantly taking money out of our pockets. First with his borrowing some banks, and now that he's sitting where he is, he's taking it out of our treasury. I can't wait. Hopefully that we get him out of office and somebody goes in and looks at the books because he has been robbing us blind to the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars. Back to my alter ego, but keep that in mind. He wants everybody because they're on the take. He's on the take.
And I want everybody, before I talk about the other court case, just so that I expand on what the host just said, it is not just Donald Trump. It is the Republican Party, period. It's his supporters. You have got to go after all of them when you vote because they're all stealing from us. He is the biggest thief. And the sad part about it is his supporters are usually in the South and out in the Midwest. You're suffering the most. You know why? Because all these hospitals are being shut down in rural communities. You guys needed the Affordable Health Care Act, but you won't get past your racist way of thinking And now that's going away. By the way, most of you still haven't bothered to look at the fact that the case is sitting in the Supreme Court to get rid of the Affordable Health Care Act, period, all of it. 27 Republican states filed suit along with President Trump and the Justice Department to get rid of it while he lies to you in rallies and you're so busy screaming and chanting and doing all kinds of stuff that you're not even paying attention to what he's taking away. He will never need medical insurance. His daddy left him a trust fund. He doesn't care. He calls private doctors. You can't continue looking at these people and thinking that they are looking after you. I have a brain. You have a brain. You don't need money to use your brain. You need your brain to make things happen. Pay attention, please. Now, I want to go to the second Supreme Court case. It has to do with a cross-border shooting by a Border Patrol agent. Does anybody even remember a year and a half ago when he decided to put our military in the border and actually told them they can shoot to kill? He was at one of his rallies here in Florida, and he talked about that. And somebody in the audience said, shoot them down. And he started laughing and saying, only in Florida you hear that. But what was the message? Shoot immigrants. Now, this Border Patrol agent shot a 15-year-old kid who was on the Mexican side of the border. And he claims that they were throwing rocks at him. So what? They throw rocks in Israel all the time to the Israelis. The Palestinians do. Do you just shoot them down because you don't want them to throw a rock at you? So they threw the rock at him, and he shot and killed the kid. Guess what the Supreme Court just handed down? They don't have a right, the family, to sue the American government for a wrongful death. After all, the kids were rogue kids, and it was a cross-border issue, and they weren't here in the U.S., so no big deal. What does that tell a Border Patrol agent? Anytime you see a child, an individual who comes near the border, taunts you or say whatever, you can shoot them down and you can kill them because the Supreme Court just stated that it's okay to do that. Guys, you better pay attention because eventually, just like Germany, they will be turning the guns on you. That's exactly what's happening right now with the control that Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, Mr. Pence, and everybody else are doing right now in gutting our government and putting their little paramilitary unit in the government.
And what's sad is when you study history and you look at things enough, you realize that eventually things swing the other way. So then you get a good government and good people running it. They start to open cases of things that happened before. It may be no statute of limitations. So who the hell pays for the mistakes that he makes or the death that he allows to happen? We do. Because then they get to sue us in the world court or somewhere else. And we have to pay to atone for the sins of this person who runs around from the day he got in office saying, pay your fair share. Obviously, he believes that applies to all of us, but not him. We pay our fair share, and he takes what he wants out of that. He doesn't pay anything. He takes. Just look at simple equations. A balance, fairness. He uses the term. It doesn't apply to him. To him, it's whatever he wants.
I want to talk about the last Supreme Court case, and then I have a Maryland case I want to talk about. The last Supreme Court case is hilarious because it effectively took away the power of Congress. So technically, we only have one branch of government today, and that's the presidency. The court, he'll dissolve that eventually, just like Putin has done in Russia, and you would see it in a lot of these dictatorship countries. They dismantle the legislative courts, and only one person has power. Here's what the Supreme Court, no, the District Court of Appeal in D.C. just ruled that Congress cannot sue to enforce their rightful subpoena power under the Constitution. This is what I say, people. If you don't read, you don't take a dictionary to understand words that you don't know. If you don't pay attention, this is what happens. Now imagine that I, under the Constitution, and that's what Congress has, they have the right to subpoena anyone. Actually, they have the right to put them in jail. I have no clue why they didn't do it this time, but now you've got a court, a federal court, stating that Congress doesn't have the right to sue to enforce a subpoena power on anyone.
So understand this. This wasn't legislated. This was adopted as part of the Constitution of the country, that Congress has the power to subpoena information or people, period. It's written in stone like the Ten Commandments. And now they took it to court, our wonderful imitation president takes it to court, and the courts say, oh, no, no, you don't have a right to sue to enforce your subpoena. Well, you know what? You technically don't even have to sue to enforce it. You have an absolute right as a co-equal branch to take it. And as my alter ego said, you could get the sergeant at arms at the House of Representatives and order them to go out and arrest that person. Put them in jail. Let them then sue you when they're in jail to say that the court should say you didn't have a right. It's in the Constitution, period. So this is what's happening. They're going around and papering over everything and basically saying that I am an absolute ruler. I can do what I want. And if I have to go to court, it doesn't matter because I'm going to get the courts where I've stuck in all these justices. I'm going to get the courts to back what I do. And then those courts are really dumb because eventually he's not going to go to court. He's going to tell them, you're lucky I let you sit there because I don't need you.
I mean, we currently have a president that actually goes to the Supreme Court and tells the justices what to do. You cannot have any respect for Justice Roberts. It's pathetic, pathetic, pathetic. Mr. Roberts, you ought to step down. He actually has gone after the liberal judges, telling them they need to recuse themselves. Then Clarence Thomas needs to be impeached and removed from office for the things that he has done as a Supreme Court justice that have implicated him on things that are corrupt, that him and his wife actually have been doing for years, and he's never recused himself and never have been asked to recuse himself. This is how crazy it is. People, I just got to tell you, I am a foreigner in this country, an American citizen now for years. If you don't care about your country, you're allowing people like me to know more about your country than you do. You should be opening up your Constitution and reading it. People who have cases right now in courts where they are trying to put you away because you stole a piece of bread or smoked a little pot, they put you away for 20, 30 years. But you are watching wealthy people in the Trump administration, in the federal and Supreme Courts, getting away with corruption every day. They're stealing, they're lying, they're violating the law. And they're getting away with it. Why should I respect anything having to do with the legal system in America? That's what is going to get down to, where people are going to say, screw you, I'm not following the rules anymore because you're not doing it. So I do want to talk about, before we move on to other things, because we spend a lot of time on the courts, you're watching this woman that's here, Catherine Pugh. She was the mayor of Maryland. And the only way reason I'm bringing this up is because William Barr and his entire Department of Justice are corrupt. And she's going to jail because she wrote some books. She sold the books, made some money off the books through contracts with the state and the city of Maryland. And so they indicted her. They went ahead and went into her house, took some information. She's agreed to plead guilty. She's going to go to jail for 5 years. It's hilarious. You know why it's hilarious? Because look at how they mete out justice. You got a president and everybody else who has stole money. A lot of his administrative people have had to resign because of some of the corruption they were doing. And by the way, they're back in play again. They don't get anything. But this woman, she will go to jail for 5 years. And I'm not saying she's not deserving of going. I'm saying you need to start looking at the way things are playing out in America. You got to pay attention. You can't be listening to Fox News and Breitbart News and all this other news so that you can feel good about yourself and not do some research. Not say to your brain, wait a moment, what's wrong with what I'm hearing here? It doesn't make sense. Start thinking. You got a brain. Use your brain. Don't let anybody else use it for you. Even in this program, we always tell you, go and do your research. Go and read. Go and understand your government, even your state government. You need to understand how it works.
Wikipedia is a source that's like an encyclopedia online, and it has general information that they put out that's come out of encyclopedias, come out of history. People contribute to it, but it's edited. When you contribute, they see if you have the background. They see if you've given them facts. So Wikipedia is a good baseline to start, because then Wikipedia will give you a ton of references. And you could have people from the craziest to the smartest writing that'll be referenced under an article or an area that you're looking into. Look into it. See what they write. See if it makes sense to you. If you were on the street corner and your friend said this to you, would you still be talking to them? You know, we've got to apply our common sense to what's going on and recognize that if we don't, we're going to get whatever we are given by these people.
I want to talk about people. You know, every time I'm here, I leave here very, very saddened. I leave here because I realize and recognize that the American people don't understand the importance of protecting what they have. You see on the screen something that Steve Bannon, who should have been in jail himself, running around still trying to destroy America, the deconstruction of the administrative state. And you say to yourself, what's that? It means that collectively, these wealthy people in the Republican Party as a whole, because Trump only came in the scene to sign papers. They wanted a dummy, and they wanted someone who was egotistical and who was a fraud to be able to just sign papers and let the Republican Party do whatever they wanted to do. So don't feel sorry for the Republican Party. This started with the Tea Party, and Trump was just the piece that they needed to go along with the go-along. So what are they doing? We've got federal parks, federal monuments, protected lands for fishing, protecting our waters, protecting our wilderness, so that you can enjoy it, I can enjoy it, your children and your children's children can enjoy it. And what has Trump and his wonderful party decided to do? Hey, they got to make money. They don't care that they're polluting the water. He's already rolled back a lot of the environmental protections that we had for our water, for our air, for our soil. And only people who want money don't really give a damn about anything that has to do with this. They want to sell and are selling over 3.3 million acres of our federal land to their buddies so that they can do mining, they can do whatever, shoot animals, kill them, they don't really care. National forest lands, they're actually taking those away from us. giving it to people like Twin Metals in Minnesota. Now, Twin Metals has a very interesting name, right? You would think that it's an American company. It isn't. It's a company from Chile. And what they want to do is mine copper, gold, and everything that they can, and they want to pollute the water. You cannot do mining, people, without polluting the environment. The water that you drink, the water that the fish needs. You got to start thinking. People in Alaska, he's opened up the Arctic so that they can do oil drilling and everything else they want to do. What in the heck are you people going to eat? What in the heck are you going to have left when they destroy these national lands? Where is your outrage? People, get off of Twitter. Get off of talking about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West and all these stupid things and start thinking about your country. Pay attention to what's going away. This is not a joke, and it has nothing to do with what state you live in. You should be looking at all 50 states. We're all impacted by what's going on. He's selling it off. He's allowing the killing of animals in our national parks. Why are you not outraged by this?
Understand that when we came to this country, founded it with all the up and back with the Indians, things we did that were wrong and right and everything else, spreading to the West, buying more territories. What we did was piece together something like building a family, building a legacy for a family called America, a family of us. So as we built this, and as we broke these barriers and got more stuff, we recognized that certain things were not done the best way, because we wanted to be able to pass it on and have our future generations be able to live here and enjoy the place. So we set aside land for national parks. We put in controls on the use of water and pollution. You want to do mining, you usually need water in mining or extraction. But you had to filter it before it went back anywhere. If you cut the earth open to get coal or anything else, there are so many different uses. You had to make sure that you stabilized the area that you destabilized. So now that we've developed to this advanced stage and we've become this great economic age engine, and we all enjoy that we can go around and do, it isn't automatic. We worked to get to where we are. The deconstruction that my alter ego was talking about is to get rid of this that encumbers the people who just want to make money out of our land and our assets. It's our stuff. Again, voting, if nothing else, in mass, everybody. Back to my alter ego.
And I want to talk about the latest one they just did. For those of you that either hate or like Obama, you really need to start rethinking your feelings. He put in a ruling to block in Minnesota this Twin Metal company, which, by the way, it's called Twin Metals, but it's out of Chile. They're not an American company. He put in protections to not allow them to go ahead and mine for copper and nickel, etc., in the area of Minnesota, which is called the state's wilderness crown jewel, the Boundary Waters and Voyeurs Park. That's what he put in place. And what did Trump just do? Hey, got rid of it. We can't allow this to happen. Let this Chilean company come in and do what they want to do. Minnesota, you're a state that loves Trump. You better start thinking about how he's affecting your state going forward. The few hundred lousy jobs that they claim they're going to do is nothing compared to what the destruction is going to be for anybody who's a fisherman, a hunter, whatever the case might be. You need to start paying attention to what's going on and not to all of the deflection that Trump and his party puts in front of you. This is important. I'm very much interested in national parks because I like going to our federal park. I like going to our state park. It's clean. It's the environment. It's birds. It's whatever you see. It's beautiful, people. What are your children going to have left?
And let me say, Lisa, I thank you all for your comments, and you want to think about this stuff. There's nothing wrong when any business grows, and if we look at America as a business of taking care of ourselves, feeding ourselves, and then to the extent that we've developed agriculture or other things, we may produce more because we can make revenue selling it to other countries. As long as we're not depriving ourselves or harming our assets or polluting our environment, nothing wrong with raising more cattle, because we do have a lot of empty land where when they graze, that actually helps the land sustain itself. You just don't want it to sit foul. So there are many things. Again, that's what the rule of law is. That's what the understanding of environmental conditions and arrest, and understanding that we own the country. And if we use it for our benefit, including to develop things that we export, whether it's beef or cars or tiddlywinks, it doesn't matter. As long as we do it responsibly so that we have something to continue to live on and to pass on to our children and their children.
I also want to talk about, you know, you see a picture there that talks about the rollback of civil rights and human rights that has been going on since he took office. Voting rights is very important. I detest people who are incapable of winning anything fairly. And that's what you have in our government today. The Republicans have done it multiple times with Bush versus Gore. You know, if you can't win fairly, get out of the damn game. And what are they doing? They're taking people off the rolls, talking about their signatures don't match. I want everybody to pay attention. Think about this, people. Did you ever get a letter from your state secretary telling you that every couple of years you need to come in and re-sign your voter registration papers? Because you age, you have a stroke, anything could happen to you where your signature changes. My signature, if I write slowly, it's the same signature I've had for years. But I write a lot. I'm constantly signing things. I scribble because after a while, your hands hurt, your finger starts hurting. If you're elderly, things change. Why are you not being brought in? Just like when you go and get your passport, you got to change your passport every X amount of years. Why? Because your picture changes, you look different, your thumbprint changes. They bring you in for that. Why don't they bring you in to say, come and change your signature card every 2 years, every 4 years, every 5 years? They don't do that. But what they're doing, because once again, Mr. Roberts in the Supreme Court, just because we had a black president didn't mean that you were supposed to get rid of protections to make sure that people had a right to vote. And that's exactly what he did.
Let me explain how easy it is for people to mess with stuff. For example, Donald Trump has said, if I lose the election, it's because they rigged it. He's telling you he's rigging it. As I said, kicking people off rolls and the rest of it and that. But look how simple it is. At the local level, you get someone to appoint the person in the Department of Elections to sit there at a given polling place where you go to vote. And they just sit there and they know that their purpose is to say, nope, your signature doesn't look like yours. So they take yours. Yes, you can vote, but we'll hold that on the side. Place one or two people in the right place. They'll put this on the side. And yours is not going to count till they contest it, because they're going to say, well, we're going to see if we get a winner, and then we'll go back on that if we need to. So there are so many little things that they can do. Get involved. Understand what voting is. Volunteer to help. Do not, if you're sitting there and you see somebody who's doing something wrong, I'm not saying you go in and do what they're doing. That is not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying get involved so you know that it's being done correctly.
and a couple of things I have listed on the panel when the primaries are going to be around the country. People take a look at that. We'll probably post a link so that you're able to see it. In whatever state you're in, you have got to know what the process is for voting. Young people, I remember when Hillary was running, all these young women got upset because women who had been around for years fighting for your damn rights were upset at the fact that you don't even understand the history of why you have these freedoms and you're willing to dismantle it away. You have Bernie Sanders, who's never, in all the years he's been in the Senate, and I'm not putting him down, he's an old man as far as I'm concerned. I'll vote for him if he becomes the Democratic nominee. But he's never done anything at all except yell and scream and tell you you're going to get all these things for free. Who the hell is going to pay for it? Why aren't you thinking? Some of you are in college. Do you not know basic math, basic accounting? Where's this money coming from that you can have $63 trillion of whatever so that you can have things for nothing? No, everybody has to pay something. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. That was the song. You need to understand how the right to vote came along, how the women's right to vote came along, how the choice of choosing whether you should have an abortion or not, which, by the way, is sitting in the Supreme Court, ready also to be taken away, and you're not paying attention. Young men, you need to pay attention. This is your future too. We need to get off of this woman stuff and make it about family. Young people, you cannot just be listening to music and just doing little snippy reading things, getting on your phones all the time. You're not paying attention to the work that people have put in place, including myself, okay? And I'm not that old, so that you are protected and you're not even preserving it. That is a shame.
Let me tell you something else. Bernie throws facts around, and again, if he's the only one left, I'm going to vote for him. But let me say this. We do not need more disruption. We've got a man in there who has hollowed out our government, changing everything to his benefit, pulling money out of our treasury that goes into his pocket. And now if we come and we go disrupt it in the other direction, we say that everything's going to be free. Well, first of all, nothing is free. We, the people, pay for it one way or another. It has to be produced, delivered, or otherwise. He talks about the administrative expenses. There have been studies. I've gone over these studies. I participated in them when I was younger. Yes, there could be $500 billion that we could save if we get rid of the insurance companies. But let me just ask you, do you think that we're just going to all walk into a door and somebody's going to say, oh, not what's your name? Do you belong here? Are you legal? No. You're just going to walk in and we're going to treat you and take care of you and do whatever you need. No, it's not going to happen. You have to account for things. And you're going to have administrative expenses one way or another because you're going to want to know if people are abusing the system. Unfortunately, all humans aren't nice. All humans don't like to follow the rules. So you'll have people that'll want to go in and say, no, I need this, I need that. You're going to have an identification card. You're going to have to register for stuff. The bottom line is it isn't administrative costs by themselves that cause us to pay too much for medical coverage, because I've done all these studies and I've written on it many times. My degrees are in accounting and finance and taxes, economics and statistics, not tiddlywinks. Nothing wrong with tiddlywinks if you want to play.
Absolutely. And people pay attention, again, with medical coverage, again, with Social Security, Medicaid. Old people, please start thinking about the fact of the things that you're going to be losing, and you're going to make sure that your children and grandchildren lose down, you know, down the road. They want to put a means test. If I worked all my life and paid into Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, people, And they try to make it sound like the government is giving you something, and they call it entitlement. And people take it in a negative way because they think it's all those people are just getting free stuff. Hell no. You paid for it. Look at your paycheck. I don't care if I own $1 trillion. If I paid into the system, and when I retire, I should get my money, period, plus interest. And they're now trying to do means testing for you to get your Social Security when you're ready to pull it out. They're looking to cut Medicare for all of the lies that he comes to Florida and he tells, because people are not paying attention to the things that he's putting in place. You don't even look at his budget to see what he's put in his budget. Pay attention and go out and vote.
And let me just tell you, when you talk administrative costs, it can sound like it's this, it's that, lawyers, whatever. No, no. Let me just give you a scenario. Take any big city. Easiest example, New York, where I come from. There are traffic lights on every corner. What are they there for? To administer the flow of traffic across an intersection. There are white lines on the ground to administer where you can park or not. There are meters so that you pay to maintain this stuff because you're the one using it. Administrative costs are things that allow us to put things in place. It doesn't mean every administrative cost is great, but if an administrative cost is to give a golden parachute to a guy who's paid $5 million a year, no, if he doesn't do his job, let him leave. Let him take his severance pay, and that's it. Don't give him a cushy parachute so that he lands well after he did a bad job. If you or I made a mistake in working at our job, we'd be fired. Nobody would give us a parachute so we land comfortably, and it would be on our record. They wouldn't take you somewhere else. I love my country. I have served it, and I continue. This, I consider, is service to our country, to make everybody aware that free enterprise is not free. We have to work to maintain it. I love this country. I will always love it. I will always fight for it. I want you to do the same. I want you to understand.
Well, we need to talk about some of our ways that you can get a hold of us.
Yeah, well, again, on Facebook, you'll find me at AE, the word equals, then MC and the word squared. Instagram, it's AE, the word equals, and again, the word squared. So please follow us and send us stuff.
And don't forget to like the fan page, and please, please share the stream. And if you have questions or you want to be a guest, we want guests here. Email us at AE equals MC squared at gmail.com. You can catch the replays on Spotify, iTunes, Google, Stitcher. Please make sure we have it posted. And we also have, wherever you are, you can listen to us through the Culture Radio, by the way. You can go on the Culture Radio. You don't have to look at us on Facebook or Instagram, and listen to our podcast.
As I've said before, you can find my podcasts. They're posted out there. They don't cost anything. And if you want to play them to put your baby to sleep, just understand that when your baby reaches 5 or 10 years old, if he starts reciting these words, you'll know what you've been playing to him. Thank you, folks. Have a great weekend. My pleasure.